obviously, we're still having a lot of rain. And, you know, along with this lack of sun and all this wet soil, gardens have really been struggling. So where's the good news in this, Allison?
It's hard to believe. If you've not been growing under plastic, you've probably not even gotten a good harvest on many of the summer crops, much less any color. And it's really not so much the rain, is it? It's the diseases that are running so rampant. Mm. And, of course, the lack of heat and good sunlight.
Yeah, that's intense. Mm-hmm. What about water-loving plants? Are they at least doing well these
days?
Yeah,
that's a different story. No, I think they're doing just fine. In fact, there are a number of garden perennials that are blooming right now or coming into bloom that seem to love it wet or simply ignore it. Obedient plant is one that's been blooming, and it does quite well in spite of the weather conditions.
Tell me about the obedient plant.
Yeah. It's the Latin name's called Physostigia,
okay.
But obedient plant is a common name. If you push one of the flowers over, it stays in place. It's a really bizarre little thing, therefore being obedient. Another common name is false dragon head for the small snapdragon-shaped flowers that are formed on dense spikes. Mm. And they come in pink and white and lavender. And if it's in good, fertile, moist soil, it's not so obedient. It can become kind of aggressive and grow at free will.
Oh.
So although there is a white variety called Miss Manners, that's more of a clumping form. Now, another late summer flowering and moisture-loving perennial is called Turtlehead.
We've got kind of an animal theme going on today.
We do, don't they? It's common names often describe the shape of the flower or something about the plant. And in this case, with Turtlehead or Chelone, which is the Latin name, the flower has a distinct turtle head shape. And like aquatic turtles, this perennial is good for the bog or garden or damp places. Now, there's several species that are native to the eastern U.S., all very good for late summer color. Again, shades in white, flower color in white, pink, you know, nice dark green foliage. And it can grow 3 to 4 feet, but it's much more better behaved than the obedient plant.
So I've noticed a number of shrubs in the area that have these big kind of like plate-sized flowers on them. And they look really tropical. What are those?
Yeah, what you're seeing, the hardy hibiscus.
Okay.
And there's several species native to the U.S. as opposed to tropical hibiscus, which are native to China or Africa. Texas star and the common rose mallow are two that are native to swamps and wetlands along the eastern coast. Striking plants with large flowers and shades of white, pink, and red.
Really cool. Do you have a favorite?
Well, there's one called Copper King. It has striking dark purple foliage topped with 1 foot wide light pink flowers. Ooh. That have a really dark red eye. It's a hummingbird magnet, and it loves full sun and, of course, moist soil.
Moist soil. There you go. Thanks, Allison.
You're welcome, Greta.